The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning, 8 o'clock Central Time, for those of you tuning in here at the Power Hour. And big shout out to WBGS Radio, 1610 AM in St. Pete, joining us live from 8 to 10 AM Eastern. WKDW 97.5 FM in Northport, Florida, of course, also. And they're a community radio station down there at kdwradio.com. You know, when you're talking about community radio, internet is really big. And so for those of you who want to listen to these shows and rebroadcast and dial up these respective radio stations, let's see. And of course, if you have a radio station out there that you think should have our program, please call them up, talk to the program director about it. Big shout out also to Worldwide Christian Radio, WWCR Shortwave, broadcasting us on frequency 7.490. We sincerely appreciate and value our long-standing partnership with you. For those of you listeners who want to donate for our shortwave frequency directly so we can continue to broadcast on that frequency, because it does cost big time, write the Power Hour on the memo line in your check and send it to 1300 WWCR Avenue, and that's, of course, to WWCR. 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. And once again, remember to put the Power Hour on the memo line so the check is credited directly to our account. Now, again, we are trying to reach out to Dr. Pierre Corey, as I said. On occasion, sometimes the guests get confused because of the time change, depending on where they are. If they're on the East Coast, sometimes they forget we're in Central Time and that the clock is a little bit different. So they, you know what I'm saying, it's a programming thing. And a lot of times it just happens that way. And, you know, we're still trying to get him on the phone. And if we can, it would be good because we want to talk to him about this new book that he's got out now. Those of you really need to be paying attention because, see, he and other scientists and doctors a long time ago had been talking about ivermectin. And I know we don't sell ivermectin. We have Paratrex, okay? We have Detoxidine. We have Paratrex. We have a lot of different things, supplements that you can use at the Power Mall, which, by the way, is now open for those of you that need to get it. And, of course, you know, we have Nuke Protect as well. You know, it's an interesting comment that George Freund brought up in our last hour about the flow of air and where it's going. Do you notice that it's traveling over the more populated areas of the country? Now, imagine if a nuke were to be detonated north of our northern border, or even like in Alaska or someplace in Western Canada, all of a sudden, kaboom. Yeah, there's some interesting issues regarding the jet stream and where the radioactive fallout is likely to go. That's an interesting perspective. You see, if we didn't open up the phone line so that all of you would know this, well, yeah, we wouldn't be telling you this. And again, I also want to mention, God rest his soul, the Christian Broadcasting Network founder, Pat Robertson, has passed away at age 93. For those of you just dialing in that didn't get that information, we're just getting that coming across our news desk now. The networks have gotten a hold of the story and are now broadcasting it. Those of you that have Parkinson's, or even think you have Parkinson's, researchers from the University of Helsinki, that's Finland, by the way, linked a strain of the Sulfovibrio bacteria as a causative agent of Parkinson's, which may open up new therapeutic avenues to screen for or at least slow the progressions to prevent Parkinson's disease. Nearly a million people in the U.S. live with it. 90,000 new cases are diagnosed each year. New findings support past research demonstrating a gut-brain link in Parkinson's disease. I believe Katharine Hepburn had it. Michael J. Fox had it. And see, when this neurodegenerative disease starts to happen, I remember I took my adopted mom to the doctor, and the doctor had a test that she did where, if you're watching me right now, he actually held her wrist and moved her joint up and down. And if he felt a clicking in her wrist, for those of you watching me on camera, I'm basically holding my wrist here, the carpal bones, right? And you're holding the wrist and you feel like a popping in there. That is a sign for Parkinson's. So, you know, that's what he told her, right? So you understand how that works. It's a neurodegenerative disease, could be successfully addressed by activating autophagy, the process of eliminating damaged and dead cells to encourage the growth of healthy new cells. All right. Now, wow. See, and you know, obviously, if Parkinson's is there, at some point in time, it does affect the speech. This is one of the reasons probably why you heard Kate Hepburn saying, "Oh, thank you so very much for coming." It's probably why you heard her say that. That's because of old age, but probably also because she suffered from it. And I'm not making a joke out of it. I'm just, you know, I told you I do 80 different character voices, for crying out loud. So I'm just giving you a sample of what might happen and one of the symptoms that you might experience if you think you have it, all right? So I know there's a lot of people out there doing the research on it, and we appreciate that. So the GOP, of course, has avoided to hold the FBI in contempt, of course. Of course, they're not going to do it. This is how the political theater is played in Washington. A new study is indicating that glyphosate disrupts immune function even at perceived safe levels. So why are you using Roundup? You're making Monsanto rich. Currently, there are more than 750 products containing glyphosate for sale in the U.S. It's sprayed on all sorts of crops, including grains, as a drying agent. So it goes right into our food supply quite easily and can cause cancer. Researchers found that consuming glyphosate at the current U.S. acceptable daily intake rate, ADI, of 1.75 milligrams per kilogram of body weight per day was found to be associated with an altered gut microbiome, specifically the loss of good gut bacteria like Lactobacillus and Bifidobacterium. Yeah, the level of exposure also induced intestinal inflammation by modulating the neuroimmune endocrine system. So that should tell you something. What are you eating this food for? The glyphosate gets soaked into some of it as well. We have a Living Streams multi-blend liquid probiotic, which you may want to consider taking to maintain a healthy gut microbiome. You can find out more information about that by calling the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Or you can go online to thepowermall.com. We have more information about that liquid probiotic to take there to try to offset what glyphosate is doing to your system. A panel of judges yesterday gave two parties until tomorrow to submit the terms of a possible agreement on staying a federal judge's order that blocked Obamacare's preventative care requirement. Earlier this year, if you remember, U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor, he's in Texas, Northern District, struck down a provision of the Affordable Care Act that requires insurers to cover certain preventative services with no cost sharing. These services, including PrEP for HIV, cancer screenings, and mental health screenings. Oral arguments appealing the ruling took place Tuesday in front of three judges, two Republican appointees and one Democrat. During the arguments, the federal government suggested the provision requiring preventative services coverage be only allowed to be blocked in Texas, where all of the plaintiffs in the case reside. We'll see how that works out. In COVID-related news, we have an article in here, Brownstone, 20 Grim Realities Revealed by Lockdowns. I think most of us know all of what the end result of the science of social engineering does to a democracy or to a constitutional republic or to whatever foreign government. It's not Marxist in of itself. It is a way to destroy the existing civilizational structure. And that's exactly what they are trying to do. They being the forces of technocracy, the WEF and everybody else, the World Health Organization, what they're trying to do to this country. They want to socially engineer. So all of those people that gravitate toward those social media platforms and get brainwashed by them and get surveilled by them. And yes, even your telephone surveils you. Do people care? I got nothing to hide. Yeah. Till they come for you. Then you're going to ask yourself that question. Day late, dollar short, as the saying goes. Those of you that want to chime in, the phone lines are open right now. If you are in Central Time, 11 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m., and that means we're talking about Monday through Friday here for those of you listening to the show live between 7 and 9 Central, 8 and 10 Eastern. You're welcome to pick up the phone, call 844-769-2944 and have a chat with us. Voice whatever it is that's on your mind, because this is what freedom of speech is all about in America, folks. Yep. See, we got a lot of stuff happening in cancel culture. Sad state of affairs, folks. Cancel culture. Think about that. The U.S. military is making a radical gay activist its poster boy for Pride Month. Good night. I took an oath to the Constitution of the United States when I raised my hand and went into the military during Vietnam. Yeah. U.S. military, full-fledged LGBTQ promotion. That's Let's Get Biden to Quit, for those of you who need a definition of the acronym, likely to further fuel woke recruitment crisis. Bank of Un-American. Yeah, that's Bank of America. A consumer advocacy group, Consumers Research, has launched a campaign targeting the nation's second largest banking institution, Bank of America, over its use of environmental, social, and governance ESG strategies, according to Breitbart News. Nike set to unveil gender-inclusive clothing line for children for Pride Month. Wow. So Nike, there's another one you can boycott. The far-left group Southern Poverty Law Center now is putting Moms for Liberty on the map along with the KKK chapters. Yeah. Gotta love that. Wow. Craziness, isn't it? Okay. Let's switch gears here. We have been, as I said, paying attention to what's been going on involving COVID-19. I have promoted the use of ivermectin. I take 12 milligrams every other day religiously. And I do it because shedding is a deal. You heard Dr. Naomi Wolf on our show yesterday talk about it. She said, yes, shedding is a fact. This is based on her journalistic research and her beliefs in the Constitution of the United States. Well, Dr. Pierre Corey has a book out, and it's called The War on Ivermectin. The CDC are a bunch of GD liars. So is the FDA. They all launched all sorts of campaigns telling people it was dangerous after their own data said otherwise. Dr. Pierre Corey, welcome to the show, sir. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, pleasure is mine as well. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, and so you got the new book out, which is available for pre-order. Of course, it's on Amazon. Medicine Millions Pandemic, you know, this is the thing. It could have saved millions or did save millions. People who are paying attention. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely accurate. I mean, You know, the data for ivermectin, and this is what's so tragic about it. It's, you know, I'm a physician. I've been studying therapies and researching different interventions my whole career. The data for ivermectin is so overwhelmingly positive. You know, the tragedy is that most of the advanced health economies around the world were taught, or I should say propagandized, into believing that it's a horse dewormer and that it's ineffective. And a good portion of the country believes that. But like you just mentioned, everybody. I mean, there were many millions around the world. It's about 25% of the planet, actually, is in a country where they actually use ivermectin for COVID. So, I mean, there was a considerable amount of people that understood, realized that it was effective. And
but the bigger problem was...
Yeah.
Yeah, big pharma and the health agencies are screaming just the opposite.
Well, exactly. I mean, they were all the agencies, unfortunately, were complicit in that campaign. They actively participated. Like yeah. You said, the FDA saying it's dangerous and people are open and not to use it. And I mean, I learned so much. I mean, I'm a physician, been a physician for a while, a few decades. I had no idea how captured these agencies were and what they were capable of. I mean, I knew pharma was around. I knew pharma is not a friendly industry. I knew that they're corrupt. I didn't.
We're having some problems here with reception.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Go ahead with what you were saying.
If I came in around. So, no, what I was saying is that, you know, the physician. You know, you always understood that pharma was, you know, it's a corrupt industry and that they, you know, they're capable of influencing things. I had no idea the scope and the scale of their control and corruption of the industry. I mean, they literally run our health agencies. I mean, the FDA, the CDC, the NIH all do the bidding of pharma at every turn. If you look at every policy issue during COVID, you just ask yourself, what would a pharmaceutical company want? And voila, there is your policy. And that applied to the vaccines, to ivermectin, to hydroxychloroquine. And you know, so my book really, you know, as someone who became a world expert in the use of ivermectin in COVID, you know, I knew what the truth was. I knew that this was one of the most effective medicines in any disease model I've studied in my career. And I had to watch 3 years of just flagrant, blatant lies and disinformation being issued, not only from the agencies, but from all of media. You saw the censorship. They included social media. You couldn't talk about it. It was banned. You know, and then they frightened all the pharmacists. They put out calls to stop prescribing. The hospitals removed it from formularies. I mean, it was an absolute nightmare to see millions of people getting sick, people dying everywhere, and you see the agency, you know, putting out a call to not use this medicine.
Well, what was really funny, though, Dr. Pierre Corey, is that this Joe Rogan even, they went after him, and he's taking horse dewormer. I mean, remember he had Sanjay Gupta on his show, and I mean, literally just reamed him good for even suggesting that Joe Rogan takes horse dewormer when he holds up a package of pills and said, this is the ivermectin I'm taking. I'm not taking horse dewormer, but yet people were going to Tractor Supply and all these other feed stores and trying to buy horse dewormer, that apple paste, and taking that stuff. And that is not the stuff. And I mean, this is the thing. Everybody was so desperate to get their hands on it, and nobody was doing the deep down research. A majority of the places, and I have given the website out where I buy mine at, and it's coming out of India and the Philippines, because there's several different places that you can get this stuff, and it's in your possession within 10 days. We already know that shedding is there. And you know, this is the thing that really gets me, though, is that between the stuff that you were doing and the frontline critical care doctors and all the people that had different opinions of things regarding how we should treat COVID, both in the physical realm and then in the philosophical realm about the Hippocratic Oath and everything else, I guess there was a lot of conflict going on between you and other physicians out there that were trying to get on the front line was this all about how they're going to make a buck selling their own pills or their own, you know?
Well, yeah.
You were holding seminars people were dropping out of, and I'm like, wait a minute. You guys are all supposed to be working together. What's going on here?
You would think so, right? I mean, yeah, that was the one that's one main issue that I'll never stop having that resentment. None of these so-called experts, the authorities, ever invited a community frontline clinician to the table. You know, we were hearing, you know, these policies being issued by supposed experts and bureaucrats. None of them have ever treated COVID. None of them have ever used ivermectin. But you're correct. You know, myself and my organization, the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, you know, we had a very simple mission that when we came together at the beginning, was we were to develop the most effective treatment protocols for COVID. We had no conflicts of interest. We studied the science. We gained a lot of clinical experience, and we put out that guidance. And we got attacked. I mean, I was shocked. I mean, I've been a medical educator my whole career, and when we came out with our protocols, particularly the one centered around ivermectin, I mean, I started seeing hit jobs in the media. I lost 3 jobs throughout COVID. I kept losing jobs because nobody wanted a public advocate that was saying something that went contrary to the consensus. And I became like a pariah. And prior to COVID, I don't know if you know this, but I was very well known in my specialty. I was the senior editor of one of the most popular textbooks in my specialty, and I was very well known as an educator. I taught all over the country and world. And then suddenly, I'm like the worst fringe quack radical doctor ever. And it was quite unsettling to watch, you know, what was going on in the world if you said something that went against the consensus.
Well, it's not just the consensus that bugs me, Dr. Corey. It's also people in your own advocacy network were having issues and starting stuff, which, you know, it created more confusion for the masses trying to figure out what to do. Like, the big thing is, how do we treat it if somebody went out and, you know, we got family members being turned against each other? We already know that was social engineering, that people were doing this and turning family members against each other, trying to destroy the family unit. You got half the family taking jabs, not going to the grandma's house for Thanksgiving because you're going to give grandma COVID. I mean, all this garbage was going on. And a lot of it, you know, when it came time to how we're going to treat it, you got doctors in the first front end of this whole thing talking about, especially the one in New York, talking about ARDS. And wait a minute, we're putting these people on ventilators. We're treating them with the wrong. I mean, see, all of this stuff is nothing but confusing conflict amongst the industry, which really blows me away. What's your take on that?
That they sowed. You know, the way I see it is that, you know, my take on this is that the world went mad. And the only reason why the world is it was unrelenting propaganda and censorship, you know, across media, medical journals, and depending where your sources of information resulted in what you believed. And so much of the country had an implicit faith and trust in the institutions that I had always had. You know, I thought public health agencies were about public health. I thought medical journals were about the best science. And most of the doctors in this country really trusted the agencies and the journals. And what I discovered is that they were complicit in disinformation. They were lying. They were censoring any information that these medicines were effective because, like you said, they needed to preserve the EUA for the vaccines, and they had a lot of competing compounds, like these pricey, patented pharmaceuticals like Paxlovid and Molnupiravir. Those markets would have been decimated by knowledge of the evidence of efficacy of ivermectin. I mean, it's cheap, it's safe, it's off patent, it's been FDA approved for decades. And, you know, so really it depended, like, what you trusted and what you believed, you put you on one side or the other. And you're absolutely right. Many families were divided. I mean, there were many people who understood that these vaccines were lethal and toxic and not to be trusted. They understood that some of the cheap off-patent medicines worked. But if you were in a family where the rest of your family felt the opposite because they were listening to CNN or New York Times, I mean, the two sides looked at each other as from two different planets, and you saw a lot of discord, and especially around the vaccines, everyone was frightened into thinking that if you weren't vaccinated, you were some danger. I mean, I know so many people who are not invited to Thanksgiving, who were literally shunned by their families and friends. They lost friends over this. I mean, this was you know, this is what happens when the world is taken over with propaganda and censorship. And I would say this, you know, the propaganda and censorship, I think, to me, is historically unprecedented. I mean, when you look historically of periods or places where propaganda and censorship ruled, you know, you think of 1930s Germany and North Korea and Soviet Union. But here you had a case where literally the global media systems were all coordinated and synchronized into propelling the propaganda that vaccines are safe and effective, that ivermectin is a horse dewormer, and then censoring any other information that contradicted that, and that's why I watched the world go mad over this.
Understandably so. This is the bigger picture here, though, is that I have been saying forever and a day that the virus itself was toyed with in a lab in North Carolina, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, by Dr. Ralph Baric. It was sent over with our tax dollars to Wuhan, to the Bat Lady, Xi Jinping, and she's out there figuring out a way to take this and turn it into something transmissible. And then they did it because they had to have a solution, which they already did, and this was this EUA, Pfizer and everybody was already coming up with their formulas, which Dr. David Martin has uncovered. I know you know him.
Yep.
And he's been on my show. I've interviewed him. I've met him in person and talked to him. I haven't met you, unfortunately. I've been at Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour, which is where I met Peter McCullough and most of the others involved. But this circumstance, we're talking about something that I have come to the conclusion of, that the jab itself was a bioweapon designed to infiltrate the body with something more toxic than the virus in order to alter the DNA and collapse the immune system of the person that was infected with this. Would that be a fair statement?
I think not only is it a fair statement, but all the data, that's the only way you can explain all the data that we know. I mean, for instance, like you said, there were patents on the sequences in this virus before the virus emerged. I mean, the fact that it was concocted in the lab and either leaked or escaped, that's inarguable at this point. I mean, that's settled science. I mean, we know this is a lab-created virus. Now, was their intent what you said? Well, if you look at what was accomplished, you can't argue otherwise. I mean, we are in the midst of a humanitarian catastrophe, which is also being suppressed, right? We know that unprecedented numbers of young Americans between 18 and 64 are dying. The life insurance industry has data that's screaming that, and all of the dying started after the vaccines rolled out, even when the variants were milder, and we're still seeing excess death all across the world. And so, you know, was that an accident, or was that, part of the objective? Maybe you can argue that it wasn't part of the objective, but all the data seems to suggest that this was, there's intent behind this.
Well, and that's exactly our feeling here, and that people that are in the know. Darlene from Indiana, you're on the phone. Just stay there. We're going to come back after the break and take your call with Dr. Pierre Corey. He's joining us here on the Power Hour. We'll be back with more of Dr. Corey and your conversations after this. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue, formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And once again, 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, for those of you that want to chime in on the show, Dr. Pierre Corey is with us. He has a new book out, The War on Ivermectin, the medicine that saved millions and could have ended the pandemic. And of course, Del Bigtree, of course, with the high wires, done a little forward there. And of course, Jenna McCarthy co-authored the book, or actually did. I think she penned it all for you, didn't she?
No, actually, interesting. No, I did write the entire book, but okay. I needed help in sort of organizing it. And she helped me edit and kind of put it together. But no, it really came out of my writings.
Yeah, I want to give credit where credit's due here. But here's the thing. The one thing I can discredit the FDA, I mean, now I can't even trust them. I don't even trust modern medicine after all of this, Dr. Corey. The FDA, I mean, the story that's out now is their embarrassingly claims ivermectin doesn't work while linking to studies that prove that it does.
Yeah. I mean, you have to laugh, but you have to remember also that it's, you know, I mean, it's so absurd. You know, I use the term clown world repeatedly, but literally they link to. So here's the deal, David. Right now, there are 96 controlled trials of ivermectin in COVID. The overwhelming vast majority show significant large impacts in reducing the rates of death, hospitalization, time to viral clearance, time to clinical recovery. I mean, it is one of the strongest evidence bases for any medicine that I've ever seen. Yet, you know, just like you point out, yet the FDA will say we haven't approved it. No one's asking them to approve it. We don't need them to approve it. They are not in the business of the practice of medicine. They're a regulatory agency. They've already approved it for use in parasitic diseases. It's a repurposed drug. And so this whole little game that they're playing, pretending that they need to approve it or we need to wait for the FDA to approve it, is absolute nonsense. I mean, repurposed drugs or drugs used off-label, that applies to about 30% of medicines that doctors use in all sorts of conditions. And so it's all this smoke and mirrors. And like I said, it's disinformation. And David, that really is what my book is kind of structured about. It's partly a biography of everything that I've lived through in COVID, you know, that I've seen on the front lines and the things that I've discovered. And it's not just ivermectin, the things that I've called out. But when I talk about ivermectin, it's really structured about showing how disinformation campaigns are conducted. And this was one of the most devastating disinformation campaigns that pharma has ever executed because of the scope and the scale and the impact. I mean, millions and millions of people around the world died because they led the world to believe that this was an ineffective horse dewormer. And I want that tragedy documented for history, and I explain how it happened in the book. And, you know, I hope this book is a historical document for what really happened here.
Yeah, we do too. Darlene in Indiana, thanks so much for holding through the break. You're on the phone with Dr. Pierre Corey. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. Do we really know what is actually being shedded from the people that are vaccinated? And would ivermectin work on that? Because I know one of my friends that went down from being shedded on and another problem had ivermectin, but he didn't even know he got shedded on.
Yeah. So shedding is absolutely real, like David had mentioned. I want to say one thing, though, about shedding is that although it's real, we know it exists. We know the mechanisms over which it occurs. We need to know so much more. And obviously, there's no research being done into this. All we have is our clinical experiences and observations. But, you know, I have a private practice where I focus only on vaccine injury and long-haul COVID. I have hundreds of patients. And I have numerous experiences of people who have been exposed to those, generally recently vaccinated, and they've gotten sick. Their symptoms have flared, and the typical symptoms always show up. And I believe it is the spike protein or its exosomes containing, spike protein that are being shedded upon, and they cause rather typical symptoms. Now, the question marks that we have is, why is it only some people who shed? Why is it only some people who are susceptible? Because it's not everyone, right? I mean, if everyone was susceptible to shedding and every vaccinated person shed, I mean, we would be in a calamity right now. And that's seemingly not the case. The incidents and actual impacts are quite varied, unpredictable, but I see them. I see them. And, you know, in terms of your question, you know, ivermectin, one of its many positive mechanisms is it's one of the medicines that most tightly binds to the spike protein. So if you are on ivermectin, what dose is unclear because, again, we don't have good research on that, but people who either take daily or frequent ivermectin, I think are much less susceptible to becoming affected by shedding. Now, am I saying that everyone should go on ivermectin? Not necessarily, but if you believe that you're susceptible or you have had symptoms that were flared or caused by, you know, exposure to someone vaccinated that you think might relate to that, it would be reasonable to be on ivermectin.
Very good. Thank you.
Sure. I appreciate it. Thanks, Darlene. Yeah, see, that's one of the reasons. I mean, if you're out in the public a lot, based on the location of where you're at, this is another thing too, because if you're living obviously in a community where everybody openly said, I did not take the vaccine, I did not have the jab, I got COVID, I have natural immunity, but still I don't want parasites infiltrating my body. And my understanding is that I'm taking ivermectin 12 milligram every other day because I want to keep the spike proteins out because I'm hanging out in an environment where it is questionable as to maybe 2/3, because we already know 220 million people are almost a third, you know, 2/3 of the country fell for the garbage that Big Pharma and the CDC and the FDA encouraged. And President Trump, unfortunately, won't walk back this thing with this Operation Warp Speed. And what it looks like was there, how many arms can we stick? We already know that there is graphene oxide in this stuff. We already know that there is harmful modified mRNA, is modified RNA in here trying to shut down the immune system that could be attacked by parasites. And a lot of people are taking ivermectin on a regular basis because they hang out in the public and they want to avoid these issues with shedding. Tim in Michigan, you're on the phone with Dr. Pierre Corey. Go ahead.
Is this part of the whole plan of GMO, changing the genetics in food, and the shots changing genetics in humans? Is, and now with our, with the sentient food that's coming, is this really, they're changing the earth into basically, I call it an antichrist world, where there isn't, we no longer use creation for anything in the sense of healing and, you know, natural, and we're going to a whole different world that only you'll be able to survive if you join their system and take this stuff, if that makes sense. I'll listen. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So, you know, I get that question, and I don't know that I have the answer. You know, there are certain things that I comment on, which I feel are well within my sort of area of specialty. You know, all I know is this. What I've learned in COVID is that, you know, the corporations literally run our country. It's not just in medicine. It's in agriculture. It's in, you know, coal and gas. It's in nutrition, our food, all of that, education. And, you know, what their true objectives are, I think, you know, I'm terrified because they are trying to do things that I never thought was capable. They seem to be achieving them. They are corrupting our air, our food, our water. And, you know, I don't know who's behind. I know that the corporations are executing these things because they have such unbelievable control over our regulatory agencies, our politicians. But who's behind them and what their true objective is unclear. But yes, they are corrupting and infiltrating substances in many of the things that we have to consume to live. And I got to say it's unsettling is an understatement. But again, that's an expertise that David, I'm going to defer to you on really who's behind this and what they're doing, because I try to just talk about what I know of the data and how it's applied in COVID.
Well, and the thing is, Dr. Corey, I mean, we have been analyzing and studying this thing ever since it happened. And I watched lines of people line up to go get the jab in their cars and parking lots and sitting there waiting for 30 minutes while the ambulance attendants. I mean, somebody knew that when these jabs started getting rolled out, that people were going to start dropping dead. And now we're starting to find out that we had Dr. Naomi Wolf on the show yesterday. She's the one that was putting out a lot of the stuff with the Daily Clout and various other publications that she authors. And she is chiming in right along with you and everything that, you know, we've basically been lied to.
Yep.
The corporations, as you say, are doing the things that the government legally can't, because it would be treasonous and a violation of the Constitution. Dr. Wolf said yesterday on the show that this was an effort to depopulate the world. This kind of goes along with the ideas and the things that you were promulgating here about the impacts of mass media censorship, the propaganda to try to change people's viewpoints, not only against each other, but instead of putting their faith in God, they put it in the government. And this is exactly what led so many people to distrust taking ivermectin, which to me is just nuts.
Yeah. You know, so I know Naomi, she and I have worked closely together. In fact, I helped write the executive summary for her findings, you know, that massive comprehensive review she did on the Pfizer data. So we've worked together. And I mean, Naomi is...
I'm so glad she came on this show yesterday. Yeah. I love her. God bless her, you know, for what she's doing.
Yeah, she's a force to be reckoned with. And that is her understanding. And I don't disagree with her. I mean, you know, whether it was the intent or an accident that they've covered up, I mean, what I can see from what I've learned, I mean, the deaths associated with the vaccine blew past any regulatory limit. Weeks of rollout. And I've had to watch now 2 years of agencies just discrediting that data, pretending that the deaths aren't associated. And we have massive numbers of deaths. I mean, to show up on life insurance industry data where they're seeing historic, unprecedented claims, which so life insurance industry, they saw in 2021 after the vaccine rollout, an increase in death claims, which approached 40%. I think it was 38%. A 10% rise from year to year is considered a 1 in 200 year event. 10% rise. And this rose by 40%. There's never anything been described outside of wartime, I would assume, of a year-to-year rise. And by the way, the life insurance industry, that's what they live on, is predicting rates of death. And they are absolutely – they don't even know what to do because they're seeing so much death. And where is the death occurring? It's not old people. It's working age, young Americans. And similarly, we see that in the disability rolls. And by the way, all this data is available. It's government data. You can see the rises, and yet the entire society and government is pretending that life goes on as normal. You just can't talk about it. The people who are dropping dead on camera, on ball fields and soccer fields, you just can't mention the vaccine. It's just a tragic, unfortunate occurrence that are happening in people in the peaks of their health, doing things that they love and dropping dead repeatedly around the world. And yet in some ways, it's a dystopian nightmare. I cannot believe that we're literally living in a society that has the ability to just look away as people die at rates we've never seen before.
That, to me, smacks of depopulation, which is exactly what Dr. Wolf brought up on the show yesterday, and you're chiming right along with it. I am so glad, sir, that you worked with her on getting this thing done, because that was fascinating. We've already had positive feedback on the show, and I've had Naomi on before, and see, we may agree to disagree politically on things, but I'll tell you something. When it comes to the science and listening to the garbage coming out of Fauci and Birx's mouth and the tell-all book that Birx put out saying we made all this up, I can't. You're right about the fact that our nation is suffering from a serious neurosis, but those who are awake, they get it. Chance in West Virginia, you're on the phone with Dr. Pierre Corey. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dave Meister. Good morning, Dr. Corey. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your diligence and your efforts. I have a question, Dr. Corey. What are the most common symptoms of being shed upon? How do you detect that you might have been shed upon?
Good question.
Yeah, Chance. Very good question. So let me answer a slightly different question. So in my practice, I see patients with a condition that I call post-vaccine injury syndrome. And these are patients generally have the symptoms from vaccination. And I would say some of these symptoms are what shows up in people who are shedded upon. But in a general description of these post-vaccine injury syndromes is that almost everyone presents with three what I call cardinal symptoms. One is fatigue. Another very closely associated symptom is what we call post-exertional malaise. So people start to experience a tiredness, a fatigue that they've never felt before. Then they find that when they exert or try to do some activity, the fatigue gets so bad and their other symptoms get worse. So it's fatigue, post-exertional malaise. And then the third is we use the term brain fog, which is some sort of cognitive deficit, either in memory, focus, processing. And so those are the three core. But then they all present with like a side menu of numerous other symptoms which affect organ systems. And so one of the most common ones is what I call neuropathic symptoms. So they get burning, pins and needles, tingling, numbness, you know, some sort of sensory nervous system problem. Some people have motor system problems, which is to say tremors, convulsions, what we call fasciculations. I see a lot of people with dysautonomia, which is the automatic or autonomic nervous system is affected. So high heart rate, low blood pressures, fainting, dizziness. Then I see things like headaches, ringing in the ears. The cranial symptoms are wicked. I mean, the headaches that some people get, the ringing, the dizziness, the spinning of the room. And many times it leads to incapacitation. And so I see a lot of neurologic problems, a lot of constitutional problems like fatigue, and then a lot of different cranial problems. And that's just the start. I could probably go on for another 10 minutes with the things that I see, but those are the most common symptoms I see. I've also seen blood pressure problems, even high blood pressure. I've had a couple of people who are shedded on where they suddenly had headaches and they went to the emergency room and their blood pressure was 200 over 120. And one of the patients, a young guy, he's never had high blood pressure before, and it's happened to him twice after exposures. Now, again, I can only give clinical anecdotes around shedding because I've never seen any paper describing the frequency, the incidence, the actual symptoms. So all I can see is in my different clinical experiences where I've become convinced that it was a shedding event. But the symptoms vary. The symptoms, it's not one particular symptom. There's so many symptoms after the vaccine that, you know, it can be any number of them. But I would say probably neurologic is the one that I see most commonly.
Well, and we knew that, Dr. Corey, we knew that there were going to be prion diseases associated with this from the get-go, that it was neurologic in nature, that this is part of the brain fog and everything else, and people are being treated by some doctors like long COVID is what they're talking about. And I guess that, you know, people who have actually had it, I was down for 3 weeks. I just didn't want to get out of bed. I was tired. I wasn't really sick. I think I ran about 101 fever, and most people would have looked at that as a long-term flu if they weren't aware of what the possibilities were. This is one of the reasons why, as soon as, you know, we started doing the saline breathing treatments that Dr. Mercola was advocating, I mean, there was a lot of people that got on the front end of this thing and started doing everything that we do and that we've been recommending, and taking Paratrex and Detoxidine and things like that to try to get their immune system up, which I think is probably one of the most important things, wouldn't you think?
100%. I mean, the syndromes after vaccine and even long COVID, the core seems to be a dysregulated immune system. As those with low vitamin D levels, which is really almost the symphony conductor of the immune system, low vitamin D is devastating. Not only in trying to survive the initial insult, but in long COVID and vaccine. But yes, you're right. It is a dysregulated immune system, and a lot of our therapies are directed at that.
Wow. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the phone with Dr. Pierre Corey. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. If you're acquainted with Dr. Rima Labo, Dr. Corey, I heard her say recently on an interview with Doug Hagman that back in, and she treated people from all sorts of incomes, but she treated some really wealthy people. And she said back in 92, this lady she was treating mentioned to her that it was about time for the culling. And she challenged her on that, and she just couldn't believe it. But that is what she and changed their, she and General Stubblebine, what changed their trajectory and started working on the things that they've been working on for so many years. And she sounded, this lady, the way she described her, she sounded like a blue blood. And yeah. Anyway, just
scary stuff, Sherry.
You mentioned David Martin, you know, and so I know David. In fact, we were just together at the European Parliament where we both testified. And, you know, when you listen to the David's research, they've been manipulating coronaviruses for 60 years. I mean, this was all, I mean, he has records of everything they've done. I mean, and you mentioned Barrack in North Carolina and, you know, some of the, you know, gain of function research, but this has been decades. And so if, like this woman said, that if there was some woman prescient enough to predict this in 1992, there's evidence to show that this has been active for a long time. They've been manipulating and wanting to manipulate viruses, and here we are, right? We're here 3 years into a pandemic of a lab-created virus, which really destroyed the world. Now, if we'd removed all the fear-mongering and propaganda and censorship and all of that, would it have been such a catastrophe? I don't think so, actually. I think had we been allowed to do what we do, which is let doctors be doctors, I think it would have been very early on. We would have, for instance, hydroxychloroquine, right? So my book is called The War on Ivermectin because I became an expert at ivermectin, and I watched this entire disinformation campaign. I documented everything, and I explained it all in the book. But I will tell you, there could be another book, which is called The War on Hydroxychloroquine, because it was the same playbook. It was the same playbook that they pulled out for hydroxy in 2020 as they did with ivermectin in 2021. And the reason why I think the hydroxychloroquine war is much more damaging is that it occurred earlier. I mean, had the knowledge of efficacy of hydroxychloroquine been rightly recognized from the beginning, we would not be here today. We would not have that the vaccine campaign rollout. But that's the thing, right? I mentioned that before, is the vaccine campaign, which is part of the entire plan, which we know, right, from Event 201, the simulation exercise. I mean, it was always going to be about vaccines, vaccines, vaccines. And the one thing that stood in the way of the vaccines were these cheap, decades old, safe, repurposed drugs. And so, you know, again, although I call the book The War on Ivermectin, it really is a case study on what pharma does to repurpose drugs. And that war on repurposed drugs has been going on for decades. It's occurred in oncology and cancer and cardiology and psychiatry. I mean, pharma has been doing this. They are expert at it. But like we've been talking about, David, although I put the blame at the feet of pharma, there are people behind pharma. For instance, we know the pharmaceutical companies with their vaccines, those were contracts with the Department of Defense. You know, they were literally contracted to produce those vaccines by our military. And so, you know, that's, you know, when we start to get the political and global aspects of this, I believe everything. I believe the worst is happening and the worst people are doing this. But, you know, I try to stick to, you know, the data I have.
Yeah. Dr. Corey, it makes sense. It all makes sense. You know, it's just like that movie, The Hunt for Red October. You create a virus, and then all of a sudden, now you have a jab for the virus. You're driving the hounds to the hunters. We appreciate you being on the show. We're out of time for today, Dr. Pierre Corey. God bless you for the work you're doing with Dr. Wolf and everybody else. The War on Ivermectin, the medicine that saved millions and could have ended the pandemic. The name of the book, you can get it on Amazon. We'll have Dr. Corey back hopefully again sometime soon. Don't be a stranger to the show, sir. We love talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, understand something. We're here to talk the truth. That's what we do here in the Power Hour. Knowledge is power. God bless you. God bless the United States of America, what's left of it. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.